here with Sam Crossan, Cal Poly Volleyball. First win over Idaho today in five sets. How do you feel about it?
I'm pleased that we, you know, applied some things that we learned from Texas. And, you know, we executed for longer periods of time tonight. A couple of those sets were close. You know, especially the first set, I thought we could execute better towards the end and possibly win that set. But I like the fact that we're willing to do the things that are hard. We're willing to work hard. We're willing to grind and keep battling against our opponents. But pleased with the entire group to go out tonight and just, you know, keep battling, even though after the fourth set, it was, you know, could have been very easy to kind of roll over and say this is going to be tough, but kind of came out in the fifth with a different mentality, a different mindset, and it showed, and, you know, they executed better, and it was a good win for the team tonight.
Yeah, talk about that. In the second set, you guys kind of came through and kind of yanked the momentum away. The third set looked like you guys were starting to cruise, and then with the young team, it seems like that next set is always kind of potentially going to turn around.
Yeah, it's one of the things we haven't quite learned yet, you know. It's about doing the things that we do on our side at a high level. And we're going to go through some struggles like that, I think, from time to time, where, you know, sets one was, you know, a two-point set into extra innings. Set two and three, we were playing well and executing well. But nothing's given, you know, especially when you're playing good teams like Idaho. I mean, you've got to go out there set by set. And we got some, you know, some players in some positions that are still learning how to manage and handle just, you know, being more consistent and a little less up and down with their, you know, mental focus.
You guys had a 0-3 Texas road trip where you guys didn't win a set. How big of a deal was it kind of in that second set to kind of get over that hump as far as winning that first set? And what did you learn kind of from those three games in Texas that you could carry over to today?
You know, they're doing a good job with just trying to maintain their focus, and their execution kind of follows from that. You know, it's one of the things that we were okay with at Texas. I think we got a little overwhelmed in terms of just size, you know, athleticism. It was kind of like, you know, wow, it's a little different than what practice looks like.
Playing against girls who are 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, it's a little different. but, you know, they just keep battling. And as much as we're going to go through kind of those ups and downs of sets, I'm learning more and more about this team that they're just going to keep fighting. And if they're willing to put forth the effort to keep fighting, you know, we can hang around for periods of time. And if that, you know, if and when that focus comes back, or especially when it does, you know, we're going to be dangerous.
Got it. Preseason, I know I talked to you a little bit about Molly Pond and her maybe being somebody who attacking-wise might be a leader of yours, but she was third in kills tonight. Holly Franks had 17 leading the team. Talk about Holly. She seems like a pretty vocal, energetic player out there.
Holly's Holly, and for those that know Holly, they'll know what that means. You know, athletic arm, left-handed, I think, just makes things look a little different. I thought Maddie, you know, got her going often and early, which kind of gave her some confidence. She actually landed on another player practice yesterday and kind of re-injured her ankle. So, you know, good to see her out there fighting. But she's, you know, she's a true version of an opposite, an attacker blocker, you know, athletic and aggressive. And she took a lot of good hard swings tonight, you know, challenged herself a little bit in trying to take some swings at some balls that were kind of in that do I, don't I range, and then all of a sudden kind of finds out that I can. You know, so they're all going through kind of little growth spurts in terms of learning what they're capable of and you know, and moving forward and getting better. So.
Sure. We've talked about this team being young too, and Maddie actually was second on the team in kills tonight, along with being, you know, one of your assist players as well. Talk about her. She's a freshman, right?
She's a freshman. She, you know, is either incredibly smart or incredibly stupid. Either she realizes what she's gotten herself into, or she doesn't realize it and just goes out and play. I know I'm 100% convinced that the second, you know, she is very good with her, you know, mental stability, mental discipline. She just wants to compete and play hard. She is totally selfless. Met with her after Texas, I think on Tuesday, and said, "You're going to get some swings this week, and, you know, we're going to try you out as an op and let you take some swings and, you know, keep you in the front row and let you, you know, set in the back and see how that goes." And, you know, for a long while tonight, she was setting an efficiency for our team that was over 300, and she was actually hitting over 300, so probably the fourth set.
She was kind of doing both for a lot of the game.
So I think overall her numbers got a little deflated just in terms of the outcome of just set four by itself. I think she didn't have a very good set there, which I think brought her overall averages down. But really impressed with her, you know, as well as everyone else after that four set to come back for the fifth. So,
is that the kind of player that probably you're going to have to depend on? Somebody who can do a few different things this year, can kind of fill in where needed with players like Keddie out.
We're going to have to try to maximize everyone's ability on the court. Right. You know, and everyone kind of knows that. You know, and I think this group's starting to learn more about what it means to be part of a team, in terms of we need one another to, you know, support and push. But at the end of the day, it's Cal Poly volleyball. It's not one individual.
Talk about some of your young players too. I mean, I didn't see the games in Texas, but are there some of them that kind of even in the first four games have developed?
Nicole Kessler, the libero tonight. Mm-hmm. Really impressed with her serve receive. She's passing a very high perfect pass percentage, and her average, her serve's getting better. You know, pretty good with second contacts in terms of out of system balls. We're excited about having her in the future. You know, Cooper, obviously, based on tonight, I think she's going to be someone who's looked at a little more in terms of roles. Mm-hmm. Hannah Schleiss tonight, is someone who's, you know, certainly going through kind of the learning process of just the speed and the size of college volleyball, but great personality, great work ethic, good mental focus, someone who I think, you know, Cal Poly fans will see in, you know, this year and years to come here.
We talked about your courtside kind of during the game, being the head coach for the first time. First four games, is there anything like that surprised you, or is it kind of what you were expecting as far as managing the game?
Pretty good. I did make one error at the start of the third.
Right.
With an out of rotation, which obviously isn't anyone else's fault except for mine.
So that one's on you? Lineup.
Yes, okay. Yes. And I apologized to my team afterwards, or at least after the set. Good thing we won that one.
Yeah, that was the set you guys dominated.
Yeah. Sorry, give me the question.
No, it's okay. Just kind of for yourself, managing the games, anything?
I was pleased with... it was about what I expected.
Yeah.
Not really a whole lot of surprises. The one surprise that came up was just the start and middle of that fourth set, and just a little more, you know, fiery with them in terms of, you know, still trying to keep pushing. The match isn't over when it's 2-1. You know, it's the first of three sets. So,
is that kind of part of being a young team?
Yeah, we're going to have to learn a lot. I mean, you know, I don't really try to take anything for granted or try to assume a whole lot with this group. Right. So, you know, sure. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, we're going to have to learn this lesson, and how are we going to learn it?
Right.
You know, we learned a lot of lessons in Texas, and, you know, we're going to get back in the gym tomorrow, and we're going to learn a lot of lessons from this match, and then we get a match at Santa Barbara on Sunday against Northeastern, and, you know, it's just go, go, go. So there's not a whole lot of time to just stop and slow down, but at the same time, I know that they're excited to keep working. You know, we talked about it after the locker room that – you know, nothing great is ever achieved without hard work. So it's something that they're wanting as a group for themselves.
Feeling good to get that first win, kind of the zero out of the win column.
Yeah, you know, you gotta earn the right to be proud and confident. You know, no one can give you that confidence, and I was proud for them tonight to be able to just hang in there and fight.
Sure.
When after that fourth set, I thought maybe that, you know, some teams that didn't want it as badly as they did tonight might have just rolled over and said it's going to be too tough, but. Proud of them and proud of the upperclassmen for being good leaders tonight, and it was a good win for everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Fansmanship.com podcast. For more news, opinions, and podcasts, go to www.fansmanship.com.